Mike. Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm still thinking about some of these State Department people. Have you got a minute to talk?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to review with you again some of the things I talked to you about out in the hospital. Because, as you know, folks like Rush Hour hadn't, we couldn't keep him and some of those things. But we're thinking now in the terms of four or five places that are going to open up. First, I want to get to your thoughts about anybody that you think I ought to give some consideration to for the ball place when it does open, which would probably be October. Do you have anyone that you think of that would be exceptional in that place, get along with Rusk, and has a good background, and is a good administrator?
Well, I was thinking of Tony Freeman.
He has a health problem, a bad stomach, and he has a problem even where he is.
This fellow Ed Rice in Hong Kong is a good man, although he may be putting in his 30 years. He's a minister, consul general over there. He's made a very big hit with all the congressional groups that have gone through there because of his know-how and savvy.
Let me ask you what your thought of these various people are.
Okay.
Bunker.
Getting along in years.
Yeah.
Good man, though.
Dickey of Dartmouth, John Dickey.
I don't know him. Know him, but I don't know him.
Roswell Gilpatrick.
Good man, tied very close to defense. Good man, though.
Would the defense thing hurt him or bar him?
Wouldn't bar him, but they'd raise questions about it. You'd hear the cry that he was tied to coach the Pentagon. But he's a good man.
Irvin Miller.
I just know of him.
He did the study, and he's on the Ford Foundation board, and he's on the... He's a liberal... more dovish type of fellow,
yeah.
They tell me. He sent up the East-West trade reports, you remember.
Did a good job.
Frank Murphy.
Frank Murphy?
UCLA. He runs the University of California, Southern California.
I just heard of him. I don't know much about him. He used to be president of a college back east somewhere before he went out there, but I don't know too much about him.
James Perkins. Cornell.
All I know about him, he's a good university president.
Paul Nitze.
No. I think you get a lot of beef about him like you did when he was sent up to be Secretary of the Navy.
What was the beef about?
Oh, some of his prior connections, and the beef was by Strom Thurmond, only I recall, or mostly, and you can that's negative considering the source. He's been in the State Department before, but Paul's a nice fellow, but he irritates some people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a personality. It isn't a question of his knowledge.
Shriver.
What does he know about foreign affairs?
Well, I think he's traveled widely, that he's had the very effective results of his Peace Corps, that he knows most of the heads of state around the world. He's been in every continent a good deal, and universally acclaimed. They all like him very highly. According,
he might be a good man for it, Dick.
He's pretty appealing to the young crowd and to the dovish crowd and to the... He's a peace man, and he's for a new policy on China, and he's for the strong for the Alliance for Progress, and he's been very worried about the militarists, and he's taken kind of the other side. They think he ought to be balanced with somebody like Bunker or Bruce or somebody like that. kind of, you know, an older man and a younger man, but they think we need to be bringing in some new blood from the days of Lovett and Bruce and Arthur Dean and Adlai Stevenson and folks of that type, and we got to bring them in somewhere. And they say he's attractive, and being a Kennedy would probably keep him, not subject him to any personal criticism from them, at least.
That's right. If he has the ability, he's unproven in that field. He can, you can visit heads of state, but that doesn't make you competent in the field of foreign affairs. Personally, I think he'd go over well. I wouldn't anticipate much trouble down here. The only questions would be raised as to his qualifications.
He doesn't seem to have gotten in any trouble. Oh, once in a while a Peace Corps fellow does something wrong, but it seems in the Dominican Republic, all these places where his people are, his reports have been very good, and they think he's done a pretty good job with them, and the regular old hands at state look upon him with some favor. What do you think of Kohler?
No, I don't know him too much, but that shop that he ran in Moscow, he wasn't there. We thought was the most ill-run embassy we visited on the trip last November and December. He was home on vacation or something, that perhaps it's being unfair to apply to him. But you may recall that in his background, too, he was arrested once in Arlington for drunk driving at night. That wasn't brought up when he was sent to Moscow. It may be brought up, though, by somebody in the meantime, especially as the election year comes to a climax. Good man, though, I understand.
They are thinking of him down the road, not for the top place, but more or less for some of the other places, administrative. They say that of the 50-ish age group, that he is the most knowledgeable and the ablest assistant secretary that they've had, and the ablest administrator to run the department from the third or fourth or fifth job.
Well, this fellow Crockett is as good an administrator as you'll ever find, I think.
But the liberals are running him out, the Kennedyites, the Aberschwartzes.
And I see.
He wants to leave. I think he's one of the best men they got.
Yep.
But they just chew at him all the time. The New York Post crowd and the Roland Evans, Drew Pearson, Bobby Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy, refugees. He has just been over-wringing his hand. They dislike him because he gets along with Congress. I think Rooney, he went on a trip or two with Rooney, and they don't like Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think we ought to keep him. He's told me that he just cannot live with it.
Yeah, he's a very good man.
Cy Vance.
Well, he's doing a very good job with McNamara.
He's leaving there. He may not. They don't think anything could get him to stay because he's been gone 6 years, and his law firm, and he's lost his identification, and he's afraid that he doesn't go back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he'll be all right.
Now, if you had to name one of those undersecretaries, who would it be? Bunker, Dickey, Patrick Miller, Murphy, Nitze, Shrivers, Vance, Perkins, Kohler, Bruce. Now, Bruce is not available, and we don't think Bunker's available, both of them on account of their age. We don't know that anybody else is available, but...
I would say Gilpatrick.
Do you think McClellan...
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a danger.
F-111?
Well, probably Shriver.
Wouldn't they think he's lightweight for the second job?
Yes, but you haven't got a very impressive list there to choose from.
Well, give me one.
Mike Malloy.
They say he's against what we're doing in Vietnam, that he would have to turn it down on that list, and they don't think he is broad enough to be the top man, the Secretary of State. I've brought into that. They said they asked him to go to Vietnam as an ambassador.
Yeah.
And he told them he just couldn't pass on policy matters that he didn't believe in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know whether the secretary told me that or George Ball. Somebody told me that.
Well, at least that has the earmarks of honesty and candor.
Yes, it does. Yes, and he has that. He wrote my report for me.
I was going to say, you knew him.
So yes, I know him.
I
know him, and I like him. I don't believe he's tough enough to be an undersecretary or the Secretary of State at this stage of the game. I think he might be in time, but he's quiet and unassuming and nice. This is a goddamn jungle over there. It's the worst department of government, in my judgment.
Well, that's true.
What we need is McNamara in there. They just need to get rid of about a third of them. It's the damnedest spying job you ever saw. And we got another Russian today that Hoover's picked up. And it's just a shame, Mike. You sure ought to warn your senators to be careful, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of them it's kind of hard to.
Yes, it is. But you can tell some of them the speeches. You can see who they're seeing them. This is the third secretary today that we're going to have to try to get him to defect, or we're debating it down here now. The softies over there won't let him go back without mentioning it. The Hooverites think you ought to expose it and let the country know it and let the Russians know it and let everybody else know it. We're not going to tolerate it. He's paid $5,000 or $6,000 for atomic bomb and scientific stuff, things of that kind, space material. And he just, they put him in as spies, and there's not a day, Mike, that two or three of them are not messing with the Hill, and particularly with your senators. You've got 15, 20 senators there of our more liberal variety that they are eating lunch with, that they're going to see, whose administrative assistant's going out with them, and things of that kind. Not yours, but others, and particularly some of your committee people down there. Holtz just wanted to go to Cuba. I told him to give him a passport. I'm not going to deny anybody anything he wants to. They called Fulbright about it, and Fulbright apparently didn't know about it. But some of your boys have been out 15 to 20 times since 1st of January with what we consider the top agents of the Soviet Union, meeting in cafes at different times. Now, you can't convict a man like that. You don't want to, but we just want to be aware of it.
Yeah.
And it's something we got to watch. You don't know anybody in the Senate. Nobody'd leave the Senate for it, I'm sure. We had a bunch of folks that wanted to go into things like this, like Bowles. He left the Congress, but incidentally, Bowles is about ready to resign if we give Pakistan the 8 million spare parts that we've committed to. And we've given India $1.5 billion this year, and we think we ought to give Pakistan. We furnished them the planes, and now they can't use the planes because they haven't got a part. And now to withdraw them, we think it's pretty bad. We did withdraw aid to both of them during the war, but now we've restored it to both. And India's getting her aid, and India's getting help from the Soviet, too. And the question is, what do we do about Pakistan? Do you have any feeling on that?
Oh, I think if you've got the commitment, you've got to go ahead with it.
And, Bowles has made one during the war. He says that he personally committed us against it.
Can't do that.
Of course he can, but he has. And he may resign, so that gives me a problem there.
Well, if he does, there's nothing he can do about it.
What would you think about Bolin from Moscow?
Bolin?
Yeah.
Didn't he get in some trouble there before?
I don't know, not that I knew of.
I guess not. That was Kennan.
Yeah, Kennan's been in trouble every place he's been. He's in trouble with Yugoslavia.
Bowles would be a good one, I think.
I thought we might freshen things up a little bit by if Kohler came in here to do one of the lower jobs. He's been there about his length of time. We might move Bowles if he'd do it. They don't think he will. But we might move Bowles to Moscow and then move somebody else into Paris. Mm-hmm. Had you ever thought about moving Lodge into Paris?
No.
They can't do much while de Gaulle's feeling as he does. That might be a good place. He speaks French fluently, and he's spent a good deal of time at the United Nations, a good deal out there now, and we might, if we could find the proper man for Vietnam. What would you think about Westmoreland to succeed Lodge in Vietnam? Would you go through the ceiling?
No, I wouldn't, but you'd be subject to a lot of criticism for putting a military man in that position.
Well, we had Taylor in it.
I know, but...
They tell me that they believe he's the best ambassador we have, and that he is the toughest on the pacification stuff.
Well, Well, he impressed me a lot more than Lodge did.
That's what everybody comes out there, come back and tell me. Now, that's what I'm asking.
But,
and he's about ready to be moved, you see, and we're going to lose him.
But the situation is different now than when Taylor was there. It's